Thanks so much to all of you for being here today on what is a historic day for Louisiana Tech. Our process today will be to allow my boss and our university leader, Dr. Renaud, to introduce our next head coach. He then will speak, and following his remarks, we'll ask the media to ask questions, and we'd ask that the members of the audience wait until after the press conference when you have a chance to visit with the coach separately. We'll just restrict questions to the media. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce someone that, of course, is no stranger to any of us here, the leader of our great institution, our top supporter of athletics, academics, and everything that is Louisiana Tech University. Join me in welcoming Dr. Dan Renaud.
Thanks, Jim. Seems like I've been standing behind this podium a little too much this year, but it's an exciting time today as we move forward with Vision 2020 of Louisiana Tech, athletically and academically. President Taylor, Lou, so nice to have you here. Your interest in these programs is deeply appreciated. When we're looking for a football coach, we turn, Jim and I, to Chuck Niles, well known in the field, to search and find and help us. And I think we did a fairly good job with Derek Dooley. As we discussed at this time, who could we turn to for help? There was one person that stands out head and shoulders above all other basketball players, and that's Carl Malone. And I asked Carl for his help and input, and he told me of his love for Louisiana Tech. Carl got us on to our next head coach. We have personally interviewed him. Jim has personally interviewed him. Kerry Rupp has had 25 years of basketball coaching experience in high school and college, 7 years on Division I staffs at Utah, Indiana, and UAB, participating in 4 NCAA tournament appearances and 2 NIT appearances. He's coached under top Division I head coaches in Mike Davis of Indiana and UAB and Rick Majerus of Utah. He gained head coaching experience while serving as interim head coach at the University of Utah in 2004 and led them to their first Mountain West tournament title, first in the school history, in the NCAA tournament. He's a great recruiter. I've checked out in a number of different directions. Served as recruiting coordinator at Utah and signed the man who was the number one pick in the 2005 NBA draft. But I think equally what impressed me the most is his commitment to the word student and student athlete. He believes in the well-being and the education of young men, and he believes in providing the role models with he and his staff that will provide that those young men will graduate and become upstanding citizens in the United States of America. I can't say enough about him. He's likable. You will enjoy him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the next men's head basketball coach at Louisiana Tech, Kerry Rupp.
I'd like to take the time to just thank everybody for coming. This is really an honor and a privilege to be at this institution and work under the direct leadership of Dr. Renaud and work under Jim Oakes. It's truly a lifelong dream come true for me. I'm very excited to be here at Louisiana Tech. What a great opportunity to do what I love, and I really underscore that because I have a love and a passion. I don't do a lot of golfing, I don't fish, I don't hunt, I do basketball, and I develop young men, and I enjoy that and I love that, and to be at a university which believes in me is very, very important. And I've had some other opportunities, but I've been waiting for the right opportunity in the right place to let me share that passion and love. And like I said, it's a wonderful opportunity for me to be here and do it at this university. I also want to thank all those people who've touched my life along the way. My wife, unfortunately, was not able to be here today. My wife actually runs the dance and drill team and the spirit coordinator. She's a cheerleader advisor at the University of Utah, which she'll shortly give up. But she's running some tryouts and had a competition there this weekend. But She is an unbelievable lady. A great story is when I would travel with Coach Majerus, he wasn't married, and everybody would ask, Coach, will you ever get married? He said, if I could find, if I could marry Carrie Ruff's wife, I'd be married. She's the perfect coach's wife. I said, Coach, he's already taken. No chance on that. So, but she's a wonderful lady. I've been blessed with five beautiful daughters. Actually, the youngest is in high school right now. She'll finish up her senior in high school. So I have lived apart from my wife, and she has sacrificed, our family has sacrificed, while I went and lived my dream and at Indiana University and at UAB. And I'm looking forward to be reunited and have my wife here and making Ruston and Louisiana Tech our home base. And I and my daughters, and I also have four grandchildren. I was blessed last Saturday with a granddaughter to make it a fourth. So as you can tell, I'm a family man, and the way we'll operate with the basketball program is it'll be run like a family, and we want to invite everybody into that family. But I, like I said, I wanted to take the time to thank my wife, my daughters who have touched me, a man by the name of Rick Majerus. I coached for a wonderful coach who held me accountable every single day, both personally and professionally, and really held me to a high standard of accountability. But I feel like he made me really learn and grow as a coach at a very rapid pace as a result of it. The lessons I learned from him on how to run a program, how to teach young men, how to care about young men, and how really, if you really care about those young men, they come in, it can't be all about basketball. It has to be about the foundation of getting them a good education, having an educational component to everything, helping them grow in their personal growth and maturity of how they handle situations both on and off the court. After becoming the interim head coach at Utah and winning the Mountain West Conference tournament and going to the NCAA tournament, I got caught up in the floodgate of change, which happened to put me in a program which was unbelievable in regards for their love and passion for basketball, and that was Indiana University, and brought me together with a gentleman who I have the utmost respect for. Was able to work for him as the associate head coach at Indiana University, and what a great mentor, what a great role model, to see how he handled adverse situations, to see how he handled our players. He truly was a great role model. He really knew how to treat his players well, and he was a great mentor, and most of all, was a great friend to me. I know Coach doesn't like to fly. He was going to try to drive down today. I don't see him here yet, but Coach, if you ever hear this, I love you, Coach, and I appreciate those opportunities. Another person I'd like to really, really talk about is somebody who's touched my life numerous times over the past 23 years. And that's a gentleman who, the first time I actually met him, I was a high school coach at East High School in Salt Lake City, and I was coming in about 5:30 in the morning to work out my young basketball players in the weight room, and he was out running on the track. And that's the first time I really ever bumped into him. And I was very, very fortunate to meet him. My wife and Carl's wife were friends, and our families have kind of grown together through the years. I've had the opportunity to, like I said, be inspired, be motivated by not only a great basketball player, but I think a great person, and really what he speaks to what athletes all want to be about. He's a person, when you talk about success, he defines those as the characteristics that all successful people have. He conditioned himself for success. He has an unbelievable work ethic, and he's a man that really manages and motivates himself. He doesn't leave it up to anybody else. So I really want to thank him, and what an honor it is to be here at a time and have Karl Malone be a part of this institution, and not only in basketball, but involved with all the athletic programs and helping us to bring everybody in and really foster and grow this relationship, and I really look forward to that. I promise that we are going to work hard and work together to bring everyone back into Tech basketball. I hope to enlist the support of the students, the student groups on campus, the faculty, the alumni, the band leader, the cheerleaders, the spirit coordinator, the building engineers. I mean, there's a lot of people that go in to making this happen and having a successful program, and there's no small role or no small part. And we want to invite everybody in and make everybody welcome. We really want to reach out. We want to be an invested program where at the end of it, we have got everybody invested and feels like they have a part in Louisiana Tech basketball. And we need that. We need to invite everybody on board and get everybody in the game in regards to basketball and also in regards to everything. I pledge my support to not only support my program and direct it, but I want to throw my support to all the programs here at Louisiana Tech. And our program will help to try to build other programs. We definitely are not going to be involved in anything where we are not going to be a positive influence in our athletic, in the athletic department, in the athletic department community, within the university, and within the community. Those things are very, very important to myself and the staff that I bring in and to the players. We will have a structured plan in place for this program, which will be built on core values and standards of excellence, which our program will ultimately stand for, including myself being the first to be held accountable to those values and standards, along with my staff and my players. We want to make sure that we stand for those and are held accountable because, like I said before, you know, we will ultimately stand and be judged on our commitment to those things. And our program will be a structured plan in place so that we run a first-class operation with class and integrity. At the end of the day, if you don't have class and integrity, winning will mean nothing. So those things are important also. I promise you that we, and I underscore we, are going to lead and direct the program, that we need everyone to follow us. And again, I underscore us. So when we talk about Louisiana Tech basketball, from now on, we are talking about we equals us. We want to be on our team, when we put our hands in and we ever come together as a team and meet, we talk about team together. And we want to be not only a team together in the body, but in mind and spirit, everything. And we want to invite everybody. So again, when we talk about Louisiana Tech basketball, we'll lead and direct. We need you guys to follow us. And we and us, those are the terms we're going to use. We need everybody on board. And by taking the present and bringing back the future, or bringing back the past, excuse me, by, let me make sure I word this right. By taking the present and meshing it or bringing it back with the past, we hope to build a bright future for Louisiana Tech and Louisiana Tech basketball. Thank you, and go Bulldogs.
Before we get into the question and answer session, I've looked around the room and saw two board of supervisors. Let me emphasize, this appointment is subject to approval of the board of supervisors. Any press article goes out and off, please say that. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Parker in the back, former athlete of Louisiana Tech board of supervisor member, of course from Ruston. And then Andre Coudray and his wife and son are here. Andre is a board of supervisor member, very active one, from Hammond, Louisiana.
I'll vote yes.
You vote yes. All right. He'll leave us from there. His wife is here. His son is going to be a freshman next year at Louisiana Tech. Jim Oakes, thank you so much. You have done a yeoman's job, and I appreciate you. Louisiana Tech is filled with people, and I am one of the most fortunate presidents to exist, to have so many good people working with us. And as you can tell, this is another good man.
Let me take a second, and I've had some gentlemen who I hold in high esteem, and these gentlemen have come a long ways to be here today, and they're going to be assistant coaches here at Louisiana Tech. And one thing we have done is in the search to put together a great staff, a staff of not only great coaches, but coaches of high character, not only great teachers of basketball, but great teachers of the game of life. I think the best example or the best thing that a coach can give to the players is that of their example. And these guys are coaches of great character and great conduct. I want to introduce those gentlemen, but this is pending the approval, so everybody knows it's pending approval by the Athletic Council. I don't want to get ahead of the game here.
By next Friday.
But first of all, I'd like to have you guys come up. The associate head coach at Louisiana Tech, pending approval, Nikita Johnson. Nikita was formerly a coach at LSU, and we were very, very fortunate to have him on board. I don't.
He was outside a minute ago.
We'll go on. Another assistant is going to be somebody that you're very, very familiar with, a young man that played basketball here at Louisiana Tech. A great a man. I know he's has great ties. We're going to rely on him heavily in the community to help us foster those relationships and get us out to meet all the important people in the right room. We want to meet everybody. You know, we want to meet every single person.
First of all, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Renault and Mr. Oates and for sure Carrie and Carl for bringing about change. And, you know, sometimes when you're talking about change, you're not so sure what direction that it's going to go in. But after speaking with Carrie and speaking with Carl a lot about, you know, the kind of person that Carrie is and the kind of coach that he is and what he stands for, I think the change is going to be great, a great change. And I'm excited to be here. Like Dorothy says, there's no place like home, and I'm excited about being home and just expecting and looking forward to great things happening. Thank you.
Our basketball operations person, pending approval, is a young man who has coached at the Division One level at Northern Arizona, at Utah Valley State College, and then a head coach at Division Two school, Texas A&M International. A young man that I'm very fond of. He is not only a great coach, but also a great person. Very, very great mind for the game, and again, a coach of high character, high conduct, great family man, just like all these guys I'm bringing in. So I'm really blessed with the staff I'm going to bring in, but I want to introduce Curtis Condi.
I'm very excited to be here. It's such an honor to work under Coach Rupp. I've known Kerry for 16, 17 years, and you have no idea the man that you just hired. You have no idea. And I'm not just talking about coach. I mean, he's an exceptional coach. And, you know, in the comments that you have from Rick Majerus as far as a teacher, in one word, exactly, a teacher. But the man that you just hired, he's incredible. And you're going to get to know him and his family, and it's going to be terrific. And my family is ecstatic about moving here, my wife and four kids, and we're looking forward to being a part of the university family and the city family here, and we're just ecstatic as could be. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to open it for questions. Anybody?
What do you enjoy most about coaching, Kerry, overall, your number one love for him?
Well, I think the main thing is I would say the most important thing is being a great teacher. And when Coach Majerus first hired me on his staff, I think the thing that really drew him and the reason he hired me is he felt I was a great teacher. And the attention to detail that I have when I teach, but not only just a teacher of basketball, but also a teacher of life. I think in everything you have to have an educational component, and you have to have a developmental plan to how you're going to move your kids forward, not only in regards to basketball, but in regards to academics, in regards to their strength and conditioning. You know, we want an open door policy. We want to touch these young men's lives every day and move them forward personally in their personal growth and maturity. So I think the thing that I really excites me the most about that is getting involved and being a teacher and having a structured plan in place. So at the end of the day, my worst fear is I don't want to lay my head down at night and know that I ever dropped the ball on a young man. When I walk into a recruit's house and I look in his parents or a guardian's eyes and the young man's eyes, and we talk to them about the importance of getting an education, the importance of getting a degree, which is an investment in their future, money in their pocket, I take that very seriously, and probably from the background I come from as a high school coach, and also having my own daughters and go to college. I understand the importance of education. Now, and a lot of these young men we will recruit in, they've got basketball as a vehicle to help them better their lives. But what a wonderful message they can send to their younger brothers and sisters, their cousins, their nieces, nephews that might not have basketball, but everyone has the ability to get an education. And that degree is something, like I said, that can change the quality of your life. You're ensuring a better quality for not only you, but for your family when you start to have a family. So all those things are important to me. And the game of basketball, it's funny because all the little things, just like in the game of life, are big things. And if you take care of the little things, as far as handling your business properly, making the kids do what they're supposed to do, go to class, be there on time, go there prepared to do the work, be accountable to turn in work. You know, those teachers that make those kids sit up and sit in the front, turn in work that's done correctly, those are the players and the kids' best friends, not the person that's patting on the back and say, you know, you're going to make it in the NBA or this, because basketball will end for those kids all one day. And that education is something that will secure for them a great quality of life. So those things are very serious to me.
It's been widely speculated and reported that Carl Malone will have some role on your staff. Could you possibly comment on his role with this program?
You bet. I'll tell you, what a wonderful opportunity to have Carl Malone involved with the staff. One thing we're going to do, and one thing Carl wants to do, is not only be involved just with basketball, but he wants to be involved with helping every program. And that's the beauty of, you've got a guy that was a basketball player here, and he wants to share not only with the basketball program, just like we do. We want to see everybody succeed. And with Carl on board, we're going to be able to do some wonderful and incredible things. Now, what we've got to do is we've got to sit down together and put our heads together with the compliance people, with the athletic administration, and with our staff, and see what's the best way that we can utilize Carl. And we need to do it under the correct rules and make sure we follow all the guidelines that the NCAA has. So we're going to have some restrictions and things. So right now, what we're going to do, the first thing, is put our heads together and make sure that we utilize him wisely and smartly, but also make sure that, you know, we don't make it so only basketball has him. We want to share him and help him to really make not only our program better, but the whole basketball program and the university. That would be our plan. So we're in the process of doing those things right now.
How do you feel about crazy fans?
I'll tell you. You tell me where you guys want to meet and get all your fans together. I'd love to come there and meet y'all. I am very big in the student groups, student organizations. We want to get everybody involved and everybody on board. What we want to do, though, is make sure we all are going the same direction and we're doing everything in a positive manner. I'm a person that wants to do things the right way and want to have a plan. I want everybody on board, but I want us all to work together. And like I said, I'm willing to come out and talk and meet, and I'm excited about those opportunities. I want to go out and meet the students on campus. I want to go out and meet the fans. And I want to try to, now, we just don't have two or three fans. We have one big fan club because we all got coordinated and we work together. And we're not only supporting men's basketball, we're out there supporting women's basketball. We're over there supporting football, softball, all the sports. To me, that's a true, true fan group and a fan base when we're out there working together to make great things happen for everyone. And then everybody enjoys it and we're all a part of it.
What's going to be the key to success for Louisiana Tech basketball?
Well, the key for our success is, you know, is having that structured plan and program. I think one thing is recruiting is critical. We're going to have a staff put together that can recruit from a broad base. Our connections and recruiting base, we can recruit high school, and we are going to recruit the area. We want to foster relationships. We want to look with the best players right here in the area, but we also have the means and we have the contacts to not only recruit the high schools here, but throughout the South, in the Midwest. We also have connections in the West, but also junior college, a special junior college player who fits our standards and ideals. And let me go and say that. This place won't be for everybody. Louisiana Tech is going to be for that talented, committed, passionate person who not only passionate about basketball, but passionate about being successful in all aspects. So, you know, we don't want to bring a young man in here that doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do in the classroom. To me, I employ what we call the double win. We want to win on the top line, and we want to win on the bottom line. So we want to win in the classroom, we want to win on the court. And what I found through all my years of coaching, whether it be high school and college, is the kids that buy in to a structured program, the kids that really give an A effort, and that's really the standard of excellence we'll have for our program. I don't expect A's, but I expect an A effort from everyone. Everyone can give an A effort. So we expect that, and we're looking for kids that, like you said, we're going to do our homework. We're looking for kids that want to have a code of conduct, want to come in here and be great students, because if you're willing to pay the price and do the little things it takes to be a great student and give an A effort and strive to get the best grades possible, you're going to do the same thing on the court. If you're not willing to do those things in regards to academics, you're not willing, we have to babysit you in the class or in the weight room, and you're not willing to do that with your individual skill development work, at some point in time when the going gets tough, those people surrender. So we want to recruit people here who are committed to coming into a program. Not just a basketball program, a program where we are going to strive for success. We're going to have core values of trust and honesty, a standard of excellence in regards to we expect that A effort, and then accountability. Those are the type of players we're going to bring in. And again, you know, I'm so adamant, it's all the little things in the game of basketball are big things at the end of the day, just like in the game of life. So if we look and do our recruiting, we look for the young man who can manage and motivate himself. You know, you bring a young man in here that can manage and motivate himself. He doesn't wait for me to have to babysit him to make him go to class, to go into the weight room, to come in and get his skill developed. And he has a passion and love and an excitement to do those things. Now, if he puts the ball back in my court, I don't want to drop the ball on him. That's why I'm having a plan every single day to ensure success. I'm not going to leave it up to chance. And this university, we have the means, and we can work together to surround every young man with everything he could possibly need. And if we take care of the little things like that, eventually the big things will take care of themselves. So it's important to lay that foundation, recruit the right people, and definitely we're going to look for good basketball players. But they're committed people, they're good people, they want to live life the right way, and they're disciplined so that they can be in a structured program. We'll have great success with those types of people. Yes?
Coach, what kind of style do you see carrying well for basketball being played on? Are you going to find players to work within your system, or are you the kind of coach that will mesh your system around whatever the best players you can find?
Well, one thing I've had is being a high school coach is a lot of times you're stuck with the talent that you have, where in college you can recruit to that area. So, you know, I'm going to be able to be very adaptable, but here's my style. We're going to take an aggressive, an attacking style, play that style of basketball. It's going to be very, very entertaining. And also, we'll take that same aggressive approach. It works very well in academics. We're not going to sit back on our heels. We're going to be aggressive in our approach and getting those kids to do things academically like that. But we want to have an exciting, entertaining, aggressive style. Now, the core of that philosophy and that style is going to be built on individual daily skill development. The teams that master the fundamentals and teach the fundamentals are the teams that have the most success. So we're going to go in there and we're going to work to develop our players, their fundamentals, their skills, their techniques, and master it. A lot of things that we teach MBA. Some of the things we'll do MBA, but we're going to be, like I said, an entertaining, exciting, but we're going to be an aggressive basketball team in our approach, where we're going to try to push the ball and take advantage of numbers. If it's not there, though, now we're going to run and play concept basketball. We're taking the strengths of our players and finding ways to help them be successful. You know, whenever we talk about offense or defining roles, I mean, for us from day one, when I talk to the kids when I have them in the gym, I mean, these questions are things we ask, and this revolves around the way we play. Every person needs to know, who am I? So I ask every player right there, you know, who are you? You know, they need to know, who am I? And then you also need to know who you're playing with. Okay, those things are important, which a lot of kids don't understand that. And that starts to define roles, because if I'm playing with a guy that's a great shooter, then I know I want to screen for him. If I'm playing with a great post player, then I know we want to get the ball into that post player and play off him. So being able to define roles and helping these players not only understand the fundamentals are going to be important to play our style and our aggressive system, it's also understanding the scheme and understanding, who am I? Who am I playing with? So now we start to come together with our roles, and we start to fit in everything and put it in order so that we can have a program that, like I said, can be entertaining, exciting, and aggressive. But again, it's built on daily individual skill development, and the second thing would be conditioning. You know, in the game of basketball, you play to the level of your conditioning. All the most successful people in any walk of life, they condition themselves for success. The way you do that is through strength and conditioning program. So we'll run a year-round program in regards to strength and conditioning. Everybody doesn't have the same program, just like they won't in individual skill development, just they might not have the same plan in their academic individual plan. They'll have priority training, things that they need to develop them and take their strength and conditioning levels to improve them. We don't want to ever play with the same players. We want to play with a new, improved version. The way you do that is through your strength and conditioning and with your skill development. You know, our thing is this: we want to be on the cutting edge. We want to keep evolving as players, as coaches, as a team, as a program, in regards to every aspect.
Any more questions for Coach Rutland?